Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sorry about last week.
We was very, very busy.
We didn't have time to give you anything for free last week.
No, so sorry about that, we didn't have time to give up our own personal time. Oh, and my time is very limited.
Yeah,
for
you. Mine as well, thank you. Well, I didn't stop a few people signing up last week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they... That's what we should do, take it away from them. The freebie's gone.
I better sign up, you know.
That's what we are going to... Well, look, we're here, we are doing it.
Yeah, but we don't have to do it next week.
What did you do for free last week, guys?
Yeah.
Did you go into the office?
The community.
What did you do for the community?
Because we're helping the community.
Yeah.
You know, we're making people laugh.
Did you turn up for work, you know, to do your filing or whatever the fuck it is you do?
Don't worry about paying us.
No, not today.
Just like pay us tomorrow and for the next day. But today, it's gratis.
You know, the phone rings. It's the wife.
Yeah.
Oh, can you pick up something from on the way home? No, I've got no money. I'm doing everything for free today.
I'm doing a free work day.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm asking no money from no one because I just want to show people what I can do.
There's lots of him and I could do for money. Loads. What? We don't have to do this shit all day.
No, we don't have to. I got a spot out in Covent Garden when I can do work on Be a Statue.
Yeah.
I can do that.
That's it.
For hours. I mean, it suits a guy like me just sitting on a box of...
That's it.
You know, a wooden box, sitting, staring into space, covered in gold paint for 6 hours. I can... And then all you've got to do is, when they put a pound in, you just move your hand.
It's great. It was an easy gig, that, isn't
good
it?
Money. Good money. Put a pound in. Pretend you're a robot.
It's good to have skills.
And then they put another pound in, you go... Hours of it. I could be doing that.
The irony is AI will turn you into a robot. We've done so little money because of people like you getting it for free.
Yeah.
That the only gold paint, guess the only amount I could afford to paint one tiny part of my body to go down. I was on the South Bank near the National Theatre.
Yeah.
I could only paint the end of my winkle.
Mm.
And
because you couldn't afford
it. Couldn't afford it.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Do you
money,
know hobbycraft is very expensive for their gold paint?
Well, I'd done it with spray paint. Because I knew I was going to be doing it for the week.
Right, just all
spray
over.
Spray paint on my face.
Yeah.
But you can't get that off.
I painted this on the end of my winkle, and I do it. It's a lovely show, basically. And I sit with a box over my... thing with a little hole, and my winkle comes out the top. And I call it, like Flash Gordon had a gold hat.
A helmet.
Gold helmet. And I call it...
Brian Blessed,
Flash Gordon. And I've asked
That's
Brian...
That's the name of the show.
Yeah, Flash Gordon, and people come up and they put a little coin down. And I, as they do that, I say, can you tickle it a little bit? And it, it and it comes up through the hole.
Up a little bit, yeah. A little pops its head up.
Well, the song is on a cassette recorder.
Yeah, but it's good. You can recreate that song that your knob sings.
Well, yeah, watching carefully, it's am on the South Bank. I am with my acting load of wank. Yeah. You put 5p in the slot and my winkle goes to the hole. I am painted in gold. Ho, 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 ho. It goes up. I can afford a cup of pennies at the end of the day.
Yeah,
well, it's no way to earn a living, I dare say.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's a pathetic thing.
Because that song that you sing, it's basically about what you're doing, isn't it? It's not like...
No, it's not. It's not
a heartfelt song, is it? It's not a love song.
Well, look, if you...
Because I done that thing, I got my knob painted through the hole in the box and all
that's
that.
It.
And I wrote a love song.
So
I make a little bit more money.
That was good.
I wrote my knob in a hole on the surfing. I feel full, full of love, and I'm sat there with my knob in a hole. It's painted silver. I love it, you know, and I love everybody else. So there you go. I sat there for hours and hours. I'm feeling rather forlorn. And then I see someone in the crowd, and up it goes, and I'm like, cool. So, you know.
I painted my knob a colour red. Did I not tell you? I sat on the South Bank, painted it all day. I couldn't get to the end of the pot. Yeah, run out of paint, I dare say. People came up, put pennies in the cup, and the police turned up and all. Before I knew it, I've been chucked in the prison by the beak and all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it will get you arrested for indecency.
Well, it will. If it's not painted properly, it will.
Yeah, that was not my best song, to be fair.
Yeah, and that's why you didn't make much money on the South Bank.
So you can get your bloody hands in your pocket.
Yeah, so that's... I mean, the option is, can you please cush your hands in your pocket? So we don't want to be sat on the South Bank with our knobs in a box, a little bit coming out the top.
It is demeaning.
And also, it's really hard to get the paint off at the end of the day.
Of course it is.
And sometimes it seals over the top, so that causes problems.
You know, if you go into Hobbycraft and they can't wait to sell you
stuff. Yeah, they want to sell. And then when you tell them what it's for, they're like, whatever. It's definitely for that.
When you go in
on... made that claim.
You go in on a Monday morning and you go, excuse me, do you remember me? Well, yeah, you're here on Friday. You said you'd work and did some artwork at the weekend. Yes.
I told you exactly what it's for.
You sold me these lovely brushes. All right, they're nice. Oh, quite pricey. And this spray paint, and they said, what can I do for us? I want my money back. And they go, why? Bang on the counter. How do I get that off? Suddenly it's not their problem.
Nothing to do with me. You said that this is exactly what it's for.
I told them what it was for.
Painting my knob on the South Bank. And they go,
they go,
yeah, this is exactly the paint you want, right?
Yeah.
And so when you come back in and they go, no, it's nothing to do with us, right? Yeah. And then they say, put some terps on it.
You say, excuse me, is this not knobby craft? They say, no, it's hobby. I say, that was a joke.
Yeah,
I say, that's
I know it isn't that, right?
I know it's not that, but I just wanted to say
that. You telling me I've got to put terps or white spirit all over the end of it to get this paint off? And they're going, well, yeah, I mean, that's...
And they go, we've got a litre bottle there. I thought you would.
They said, just unscrew that, stick it in the end there and wiggle it about, you know?
Yeah.
I says, I'm not putting terps on this. And they says, yeah, but you're all right to paint it gold, wouldn't you? And I said,
you told me.
You said it was okay to do that. Is it all right to put my knob in the terps, right? And they go, I don't think it is, no.
No.
All right, so there we are at a Mexican standoff, aren't we?
I had that in Watford, and suddenly, on the speaker, Julie, could you come to the front desk, please?
Talk to Julie.
Man with a gold knob that he won't buy our church to get it off. I stood there, there's people queuing up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they said, you go past me.
All
go
backing up.
All backing up, the whole thing. Yeah. There's women there with the sewing bits, and then you can buy modelling equipment.
That's it. It's the summer holidays as well, yeah.
That's right. And I'm getting a bit pissed off after one. I'm starting to say to everyone, yeah, you queue up with your white paint and your set of nice pens for calligraphy.
You serve them first.
You serve them first. Yeah, yeah. I can wait here all day. Mm. This is most irregular, sir. Will you buy the terps? I said, I won't buy the bloody terps.
No.
And sure enough, if I show you the packaging, what it says on the back, must not be used to paint the end of your knob.
Yeah.
On the South Bank or otherwise.
Yeah.
And it says in brackets, to do Brian Blessed show, etc.
Pretty much covered. And they says,
this is how they get away with it.
Yeah, they says it's all in the small print there. I says, yeah, but it's all very well, but you're selling me that paint to put on my knob, you must have had the equipment to get it off of the knob.
Of course!
And they say, no, we don't have that equipment. I said, so what you're telling me?
Yeah, you're
this is a permanent situation,
yeah.
They says, well, yeah, it is for now, but, I mean, we just assumed that you wanted that to be that colour for the rest of your life. I says, are you naive?
Yeah.
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Well, no, I says, you know, I want to go down the South Bank, paint it, make a bit of money, and then to get it off.
That's it.
I says, well, that's not our concern. All I'm saying is just be very careful when you go into a contract with people like this, because they haven't got your best interests at heart.
No.
It's all about money for them. Not like us doing this for
that's
free.
Right.
Okay.
And just to say, they will give you all the old blarney.
Oh, yeah,
if any new stock comes in.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
And they'll show you on the system, terps for knob, etc.
Yeah,
and you go, I don't even believe you.
Week.
Oh, it might be next week.
You might just put that in there.
You'll just have to come in. Yeah, you just put that in
put
there.
In the system.
No such thing, the terps for knobs.
Anyway, just be careful. That's all we're saying. Just be careful.
It's not regular. All that glitters off the end of your knob ain't gold.
It's not
sometimes.
No, it's just like paint. Okay, guys.
Okay, well, I hope that's
we love you and leave you.
Some service
see you next week.
Bye, guys. Bye.